Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints, but they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, But for now we are starting the training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Now, back to Barefoot is Legal Radio, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal Radio Show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you. All right. Hello again, everyone. This is Proof. I'm the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer Radio. Also the founder, president of Barefoot is Legal. Audrey is on vacation this week, and then I go on vacation next weekend. So I'm filling in for this week. If anybody wants to be a part of the show today, we will take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. All right, so first off here, I just got done doing a spy book live, so if anybody caught that or not. One of the things I did want to discuss is this is one of our biggest weekends, actually. This is our hashtag I Drive Barefoot Challenge. So what we're asking people to do is nothing out of the ordinary. When you're driving someplace, you're driving barefoot, and you are taking a selfie, or if you want to do a quick video while you're in the car, or somebody else can film you while you're driving, I don't really care. And I want you to be able to put the hashtag with it, I Drive Barefoot, so that everyone on your spy book, your Instagram, TikTok, whatever, can see what it is that you're doing and you're promoting, and then people will look at that. So there was a study back, about 10 years ago, that showed that almost 1.5 million accidents are caused worldwide, people wearing improper shoes. And to this day, most people that wear flip-flops or insert cheap sandal or croc or whatever here, they will drive with them on and they will not remove them. And their reasoning is either it takes too long or don't worry, I'm not going to get into a car accident. Do you honestly think that those million plus people a year are saying to themselves, I think I'm going to get into a car accident today? Of course not. And there's pictures
news articles, video of people that got in a car accident because their flip-flop fell off while driving, or their shoelace got caught in the pedal. And the way that psychology works, and especially if you have ADHD, people that are addicted to their foot coffins, if your flip-flop comes off, it doesn't matter where you're at. The mindset is that, oh, I have to look down and put my flip-flop back on because I don't want to be seen not having a shoe on while I'm driving. So it doesn't matter whether they're on the freeway in rush hour traffic. They will take their eyes off the road to make sure that their flip-flop gets put on. And guess what? You're going 71 miles an hour on the freeway with no eyes on the road in traffic. And then the excuse was, well, my shoe came off. Well, it should come off. Why are you driving with it on? You could have avoided that. So that's what we're promoting. And I would like to see more thousands of people sharing this. And I've had people say, well, I don't want anybody to laugh at me. So I'm just trying to understand here, because we've been on a bunch of news and other newspapers, magazines, whatever, they write articles about if barefoot driving is legal or not. So why are you worried that one hater is going to say something stupid about an article? I didn't realize that sharing safety and helping save people from the dilemma of having car accidents was something to get mocked over. And for every one person that might hate on you, there's going to be another 12 to 15 that are going to say thank you, and they didn't know that it wasn't against the law. And those people you could share our group with. You could share our website to people like them. So if somebody likes car accidents, and maybe they work for Geico, I don't know. Maybe they just love the fact that your car is a piece of garbage, and or their car is a piece of garbage, and they're just looking forward to somebody crashing into them and them getting a new car. I don't know. But I do know that a reasonable, normal person will see something that says over a million accidents are caused annually by wearing improper shoes. The best way to fix this is to drive barefoot. They're going to say, okay, thank you for that. They're not going to say, yeah, you're stupid. You need to have a car accident. Now, that's just like when we have three big things a year that we generally do. In the springtime, the first weekend of spring, we generally do the I Did It Barefoot Challenge, where we show people going barefoot into a store. This weekend is the I Drive Barefoot Challenge, sharing the health benefits. And then in August, since it's the dog days of August, we have what's called the Hot Dogs Challenge, where we want people to walk their pets in the summertime. And if you are walking said pet, we want you to walk barefoot along with them, because if it's too hot or unsafe for your dog, or let me word it properly here. If it's too hot or unsafe for you, it's too hot or unsafe for your dog. And it just gets me when people say, but yeah, my dog can go barefoot, but I can't because there's needles on the ground. So you're going to have your dog walking around in these alleged needles that don't exist? Unless you live in Portland or San Francisco. Believe me, I've lived in Las Vegas, 25 years this time around? And, yeah, I don't see needles just randomly strewn around everywhere. And I have a car anyway, so I'm not going to see anything when I get out of my car. And then I walk 4 steps into a little Skeezer's pizza and then pick up my pizza and walk back out. I don't see anything while I'm at the park. And it just gets me how we are so addicted to foot prisons, and we put ourselves in a prison because we have people that say, I would love to not wear shoes, but I don't want anybody to say anything to me. So I'll drive with flip-flops on because even though I'm the only one in my car, I don't want anybody to say anything. I don't know why we have all of us have that defeatist attitude. Maybe not all of us, but I'm just saying the average person has that defeatist attitude. Like, for example, when everybody was scam wearing, and I've never to this day worn a scam. And for those of you that know, I run Bare Faces Legal as well. We started that in 2020. And I don't care what you do with your face, just like I don't care what you do with your feet. The thing is that we all can make our own choices. You're not paying my bills, just like I'm not paying yours. And if you want to wear 17 scams and wear 5 Crocs and 12 Nikes and 17 cowboy boots at the same time, you go right ahead. Just don't force your beliefs on me. That's the way I operate. So if you're sharing an article about car accidents, and many newspapers just this last 30 days alone have shared articles on if driving barefoot is legal or not, why are you so worried that some rando is going to say something to you? I just don't understand the concept that we're so defeatist before we even do anything. And it's that attitude that keeps us where we're at. Because if you're not out there exercising your freedom and you say, I hate foot coffins, or like the other one, I hate wearing scams, but you put them on, you give them money, they say, thank you, come again, and you say, I sure will. That means that you endorsed it. Yeah, but I had to buy my products. Yes, you agreed with them. Without even putting up a fight. And you don't even know what you agreed with. Maybe they don't care. It's just so weird to me how I can host a meetup. We'll have 22 people in the meetup. 16 of them will come with shoes on. And I will put in the flyer or whatever, yes, the owner knows you're coming in barefoot. And they'll go, but I didn't know if they would say something to me. It's like we have a sanctioned event at the restaurant that wants our business and told us to come in barefoot. And you're worried that somebody's going to see you? That's how it is, though. And until we get comfortable with the concept that we all need to be ourselves and quit living for other people, because those alleged haters out there, they're living for them. They're not living for you. I have yet to see somebody that goes barefoot because that they don't want to offend people like me. it's always us having to cater to them. I'm just not one of those people that gives into what everybody else wants without me. I guess there's a saying in sales called whiff 'em. What's in it for me? And what's in it for you to put on cheap little $2 flip-flops so you could make some stranger who's never going to see you again in their life happy? Tell us how it affects them if they see you without shoes on. Will it affect them the rest of their lives? How, I don't like looking at feet, so wear flip-flops. What, we put up with that because we, as not you and I, I'm talking the proverbial in quotes, air quotes, you. I don't know how many times I've heard that in my life. You need to at least wear flip-flops because I hate looking at your feet. And they're wearing flip-flops. It's just like they parroted something. They don't grasp the concept of what they just said. It's just repeating. It's reciting lines. And we have not learned how to rebuttal that. And I promise you, the more you do it, and this is why, and I'm going to say, we probably have at least, I don't know offhand, we got about 26,000 members in the Facebook group, I think. Half probably have never gone barefoot in their life, ever, to a store. And I think I'm being generous there. I think it's actually more than that. But I'm erring on the side of caution that says 50% of our own group has never done it. I don't know how else to give people confidence, because if you're in a major city, you could put, hey, I live in insert city here. Is there any other members so we could do shopping together? It'd be nice to have a shopping flash mob. But there are other things you can do. If you're really that scared and you've never done it, you can go to a little Skeezer's Pizza or Domino's or one of those takeout-only places. You're in there 2 minutes. You pick up your pizza. What little Skeezer's, I think now if you could pay in advance and pick it up, and they just have a box that you just pick up your order out of. You don't even have to talk to people. Just think, all you're doing is you're going into a building, not even talking to a person. Shoot, in that matter, you can go to your post office box at the post office. You go at 9:30 at night, you have the key to get in, you have your post office box key. You're going at night. Who is going to care? That's the thing. If you have never done it, you can do the absolute easiest tasks ever. And there's certain rebuttals that you could say as well. But for the most part, takeout pizza, takeout sandwiches, shoot, even fast food, really, taking it to go, is not a huge issue. You're just going in there paying for something. They're giving you a bag and you're leaving. And I just don't know why that is such a big issue for not just the barefoot people, but the people that say that the ones that mock us because they've never heard of us. So how do we fix that? My personal opinion here, which is more of a professional opinion since I am the founder and president of our organization, is that we have to band together. We, as the members of Barefoot is Legal, we have to be the ones that are our own advocates. Nobody's going to advocate for us but us. And I've had people tell me, well, you should pay for celebrities to do commercials for us. Really? We're going to find some celebrity that doesn't know who we are. We're going to pay them a couple $100,000 to do a commercial. And that's going to bring people in? That's not how it works. You are your best advocate. And when you show that you're a positive image and you are large enough, well, then guess what? Those alleged celebrities will come. You're not going to get people to do your dirty work for you. You have to do it. I've done enough heavy lifting in the barefoot community, and I'll continue to do so. But I can't lift everything by myself. So I am thankful we have a few newer management members that are stepping in. I'm very thankful for that. I think that we're starting to pick up here, but we need more help. So we are reliant on you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and take a timeout real quick at the top of the hour. We'll come back. We will we'll get back into it here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. The website, of course, barefootislegal.org, and we're on all the social medias. I hope you do find us. All right, so let's get into this here. Taking our ad break here.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty. beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better. Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on Rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On Rumble.com.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Proof is here, filling in for Audrey. On the Barefoot is Legal radio show, we are on Saturdays 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon on the Pacific Coast. I wanted to play for you here, and I haven't played this in a long time. This is Michael Franti from the band. I guess some people would know them as a one-hit wonder, although I don't think so. But Michael Franti and Spearhead, I think we're Twitter followers of each other. So I want to share his thoughts on going barefoot here, and then we'll be back after this.
And you walk around barefoot all the time.
Yeah.
Is that because of the whole earthing? I mean, you obviously know about earthing.
I just heard the word earthing yesterday for the first time. I've been barefoot for 13 years.
Oh, really?
And I don't even know what it means. But I've been barefoot for 13 years. I started traveling to countries where kids couldn't afford to wear shoes. And they would always invite me to play some game, you know. Football or some game, you know. So I would take off my shoes with them, and I would run and try to like keep up, and I couldn't because my feet—I couldn't even step on a pebble without being like, "Ouch!" Ouch.
Right.
So I decided to go home to San Francisco for 3 days. I was going to go barefoot, just in part to toughen up my feet, but also to just see what it's like to not own shoes, you know. So I went on like a shoe fast, which is something I recommend for everybody to try, and. And after 3 days, my feet weren't any tougher, so I went the whole week, then a month, then a year, then 10 years. And at 10 years, I started partnering with an organization called Souls for Souls, who is a relief organization that works with other organizations, and they collect shoes for people who don't have shoes. And they don't just collect shoes and give them to people. They realize that that's, you know, a shoe lasts you for a year, 2 years or something at the most, and it's not going to really elevate someone's life. But so they work with other relief organizations that do a holistic, education of girls and communities and education of micro loans for families to start businesses and all kinds of things. And No, it's 13 years. We collect shoes at our shows. And
So now you know about earthing.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what it is still, though.
Well, it's the idea that you're getting sort of the energy of the earth directly. There's no barrier.
Okay, yeah.
And there is an energy of, you know, there's you, and it's supposedly good for your health. I mean, I don't know too much about
it. You know what I found is being barefoot is that you become conscious of every step that you take. Like, as I walked in here, you know, you feel the wet that's outside, you walk in, you feel the coldness of the floor, you walk into the elevator, you feel a different feeling there, you walk into this old wooden floor that's like, this building's very old and this wood floor has been walked on by so many people, you feel the warmth of the wood, you know, and you start to know where to step and where not to step, and sometimes it's a metaphor for life, but it's also, you know, a practical thing of just, I don't want to step in urine or vomit or gum or dog poo or something, you know. And, you know, all these, you know, in reflexology, you have all these nerve endings that are at the bottom of your feet. And sometimes I ask the question, like, why didn't the Creator put those on the top of our head, you know, close to our brain so we'd be able to, you know, receive from there, or in our armpits, or somewhere that's not going to be like on the ground all the time, and there must be a reason that they're on the bottom of our feet.
Well, actually, many traditions have different bodies represented in different areas of the body.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some people who believe that actually every cell is a microcosm of the whole system. So you actually get there's face acupuncture, palm acupuncture. So you can, it depends on what tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, the reflexology is one tradition that talks about that whole body represented on the foot, but there's Korean acupuncture, for instance, that's just on the hand, the whole body. There's the face, that's interesting. I mean, there's some, you know, the real out there acupuncture people will say you can find, you know, every cell is this microcosm of your whole body.
Right, so that was Michael Franti talking about the barefoot lifestyle, and well, we're not going to pay him thousands of dollars to promote us, but there are a ton of people out there that do believe in what we're doing, and we just have to be consistent with our message. I'm not worried about what other people do. I just want to promote what it is that we do. All right, so I'm going to have another clip here that I'm uploading right now. There's a football player that while here, he was here in Las Vegas for a year playing for the Las Vegas Raiders. I did not get to meet him, but I think he follows our Twitter. I know he did at one point. I don't keep up with that. I post to Twitter, but I'm not really a Twitter person. So let me see if this came up yet here, because I do want to play. Yeah, it's up already. So there's Mac Hollins on he now plays for the Atlanta Falcons. And he's promoting the barefoot lifestyle. Let's take a few minutes and listen to him.
All right, let's talk to our man, Mac Hollins. Mac, like, what the hell y'all getting
into?
Hey, man. What's going on, Mac Hollins? How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, man. We're excited to have you. First of all, I got to ask you about the hair, man. Do you still have the locks? Is it how long is the hair now?
It is. It's getting pretty long. It's braided up right now. A little past my shoulders.
Yeah, man. So, like, what's the deal? You just letting it go? Did it start with some kind of project, or were you just like, forget it? It's COVID. I'm going to let my hair grow.
I don't know. I think I just had short hair for so long in my life that I was like, I'm just going to start growing it. And I haven't cut it in probably 4 years, 5 years.
4 years.
And now we'll ask you about conditioner. No, we're not going to do that. Hey, man, well, welcome to the Falcons. One of the things we looked at the scouting report, looked at the numbers, is you take pride in your run blocking. And this is a team which loves to run the football. So in addition to catching the football, talk about that part of your game.
Yeah, I think anything I can do to help the team win is what I'm always willing to do. And throughout my time in the league, I've learned how important the run game is to the passing game. And really, it's kind of an everybody eats thing is if we can run the ball well, it makes everybody else's job catching the ball easier. So if I block a few times, you're telling me I'm going to go get some extra yards, I'll take it every day of the week.
Your time with the Vegas Raiders, 57 passes, 690 yards, 4 touchdowns. Guys were tweeting to us about, you know, some of the catches that you made. I like your size, man. How does that affect corners trying to defend you? You know, I think it was a problem for corners in college when you were at Carolina, and obviously it's been an issue in the NFL for guys.
Yeah, it definitely helps me. I mean, being a bigger guy that can still move and run at a high speed is definitely helpful. Just for any type of – whether it's high balls, whether it's red zone, whether it's balls across the middle, just being able to be seen by the quarterback, it's definitely helped my skill set and helped my game. So hopefully keep that trend of catches and touchdowns and yards going and increasing this year.
If you're just tuning in, guys, it's Mac Hollins, one of our newest Atlanta Falcons. And when we announced we were signing you, Mac, there was a Carolina fan. Hit Carl and up and I with an email and a link to a story that was written by a Carolina website and talked about you being a walk-on for the Tar Heels. So you've always kind of had to prove it, man. Talk about your college time.
Yeah, so walked on at Carolina. Got a scholarship my redshirt sophomore year. But I wouldn't change it for the world. I think it helped me become who I am and form the player I am and just, you know, a lesson in adversity and facing adversity and overcoming it.
So were the Raiders just a mess, man? I mean, like, what was the deal? I know the Carr situation at the end of the season was weird. You know, you guys are trying to figure it out offensively. What's been the vibe here, and what do you think since coming to the Falcons and being able to talk to Arthur Smith and the guys that are here, is there a big difference as to, you know, what you're coming from?
I think there's a difference in every coaching staff, every team, which is, you know, it's hard to compare apples to apples. But like for me coming here, I'm super excited because, you know, Arthur and then TJ in the receiver room, they're Carolina guys. So they've kind of watched me and I've known them for years. So to get an opportunity to play with them and kind of all of us mesh is really exciting. So I'm really just thrilled to get the opportunity to really, when things really kick off, you know, OTAs, and then when they really go in training camp to get things going.
It is Mac Hollins with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. In addition to playing for the Raiders, as Carl mentioned, guys got a Super Bowl ring. Caught a pass against us in that playoff game we still complained about up in Philadelphia with the Falcons. Talk about the Super Bowl journey and what was that like playing. We like Coach Peterson, but winning the ring.
Yeah, it was super cool. I mean, it's rookie year. So I won the Super Bowl, and I thought, like, maybe the league's too easy for me. I should write a book, one and done, and just get out of here. Like, I don't know why everybody thinks Tom Brady's so dang good. I'm 100% win rate right now. But that didn't work out too well. I haven't sniffed the Super Bowl since. But that's why I came here, to get back to that point and go put some more jewelry on.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Mac, tell us about your barefoot lifestyle. What's this all about, man?
Yeah, so I've been doing it for like 4 or 5 years. When I have days where I have to like go on a plane, is my worst day, so I have to put shoes on. Like right now, it's hard for me to like sit still because I have shoes on. But yeah, I've been barefoot for 4 or 5 years, and I just think conceptually it makes so much sense. But culturally, I guess it doesn't. Like, if everybody were to walk around with mittens on their hands, people would think it's the most insane thing. But then we have shoes on our feet, and people wonder why their feet don't look the way they should, or they're not strong, and why people have ankle and knee problems. It'd be the same thing as if you covered your hands your whole life and then wondered why you had wrist or elbow problems. It all starts from the bottom.
So I want to understand this. It's Mac Hollins, guys, our new wide receiver for the Falcons here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Whenever you possibly can, you're barefoot. The only time you're not is if you're traveling and you gotta absolutely have to have shoes on. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like that, and if I'm in the public bathroom, that's the only time I'll have
shoes. Good idea. Good idea.
Other than that, I was in New York City walking around the streets of New York, which probably is dirtier than the public bathroom. Maybe I should have shoes on, but I was barefoot in New York.
Were people looking at you like you were crazy?
Oh, yeah, they were. But that's another thing I think that kind of has come with it, is the confidence of not caring what other people think.
Sure. Sure.
You right. Just kind of learn, like, everybody is going to judge you about something. Like, people are judging me for not wearing shoes, like, as if we were born with shoes on, and I decided to take them off.
Now, again, I get accused. My wife is like, I'm always naked around the house. That's too much information. This guy's just not wearing shoes.
Man. Yeah, but that's because you're trying to do other things.
I know. Hey, Max. Hey, by the way, so are you like a boomerang guy, like Eddie Murphy character? If you see some bad-looking digits on a girl, is that going to be a major turnoff? Are you a foot guy?
I don't know if I have any fetishes for feet. It's more of just a lifestyle thing. I think it's a lot healthier. But if you have messed up feet, then maybe genetically you're not good. I don't know. Maybe that's a.
All right. I got to ask one other thing, because now I had a lady just hit me up, a lovely lady on social media, and she said, okay, that's cool, but how often does he wash his feet? Now, I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, no, that's another reason why I don't understand why people have a problem with me being barefoot, because I'll wash my feet multiple times a day, but then when's the last time you washed the bottom of your shoe?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Never. It doesn't happen. All right.
So, yeah, so, like, my feet are much cleaner than the bottom of your shoe, but then people will think it's like, oh, it's so, your house must be so dirty. Like, all the times you wear your shoes to your house.
Wow.
That have been through who knows what.
Yeah, you said, I know I've had friends. I don't know about you, Mac, but you know the friends, you go over the house and everybody had to take their shoes off regardless. Right?
I was that friend.
Take your
shoes
off.
Shoes had to be off right at
the
door.
Yeah, no doubt. Mac Hollins, man, we appreciate you stopping by. I do want to ask you, have you had a chance to kick it with Ritter, talk with Ritter at all?
I have not yet. No. I'm excited to, for sure, though. Obviously, that's somebody I'm hoping to make a lot of connections with this year.
No doubt.
Well, again, as we said, a lot of size now in the wide receiver / tight end room. Did you get a chance to see any of Kyle Pitts? Because he's kind of a unique talent, too, that kind of like hybrid tight end wide receiver.
Yeah, that in between, it's hard to make decisions to cover him. And I've just watched him, and he's a heck of a player. So I'm excited to be able to work with him.
Well, welcome to the A, man. We appreciate the time today. Looking forward to getting a chance to see you down the road. Mac Hollins, let's go get it.
Appreciate it, y'all. Thank you so much.
You got it. Yeah, that's wild, man. Yeah, I mean, I could see, like, you know, if you're in a place like Singapore, where everything is immaculately clean, or Tokyo, but New York City, barefoot, wow, that's a commitment.
All right, let me go ahead and cut that right there. So, anyway, yeah, he's part of what we do. He's just one person. We're all just one people, so, and maybe people will find out through him. We're not going to pay him many hundreds of thousands of dollars to cut an ad for us, but we have people out there that get it. And he says exactly what I could say and what you could say. So I just hope that we can give you confidence in just simply living your life. Because, if it was that dangerous, you wouldn't see me sitting here running a nonprofit and sitting here dedicating my Saturday to making sure that a radio show gets done. It's very easy to just be like everybody else. I'm just not one of those. I'm just like everybody else. My goal in life is not to fit in. I'm not saying I don't want to fit in, but I'm not making it a point to do things just because somebody might hate me for having other beliefs. I live life like I want to, not how others want me to. And if it means that I vote who I want to vote for, I wear what I want to wear, and I have a God that thankfully is my Lord and Savior. You might have someone else. I don't tell you what to do or who to believe in or what to wear or what to do with anything in your life. All I ask is that you do you. We don't mock people over what our belief systems are. And I know that right now we have Pride Month. We have Target selling shirts that are sold for Satan or made with satanic messages on them. And it's not just made up. You can go to a Target and read it yourself. I will say on that, if it's made for adults, not children, you leave children out of that mess. And if it's adults that want to do that, then go do your thing. I'm just not into grooming the kids for something of that nature. But other than that, everybody has a chance to be who they want to be. I'm not going to force anybody in this world to live a barefoot lifestyle. Not even my wife. The only time I've ever asked her is if we're having a documentary done or we're doing a big meetup and there might be media involved and things like that. Yeah, it's the, hey, we're having a newspaper and we're going to have a meetup of over 50 people. Can you please take part? Other than that, yeah, I don't get involved. Whatever you wear, you wear. Just don't expect me to conform. And that's how it should be. But we are so worried about what people think of us that when eventually a bully comes around, that we have to hide ourselves. And the more that we do that, the longer this takes. Maybe we'll never get there. But when you decide it ends, then it ends. And the media, and I'll just put it this way here. The media, they make money on advertising. Guess what? Barefoot is Legal really does not have a product. The only product that we have is people buying annual memberships. The very important Barefooter package. That's the only way we're making money. That, and we make money sometimes on Facebook under Facebook Reels. We've made some okay money on that over the past year. But we're not sponsored by anybody. We don't have George Soros money. We don't have World Health Organization money. We don't have NATO money coming in. So we don't have a product to sell. Guess what? All the media out there, who are they going to promote? The people that spend millions of dollars selling $200 foot coffins that are made in China for like $3? Or are they going to stand up for us? Of course they're going to go with who pays them. That's the way media operates. So we don't have a product to sell. So we have to be our own ambassadors. We don't have, if a media in certain newspaper here, it gets money from George Soros. They get money from various government contracts to promote something, or Nike in this case. Nike will never be canceled, in my opinion, because they advertise too much. I don't know if they could Bud Light themselves. And it's sad because we all know the sweatshop routine that they have. People don't care. It's weird that they'll boycott Target, they'll boycott Bud Light, they'll boycott a bunch of stuff, but if it comes to soda companies or Nike, they will say it's okay. I can't get into that. I'm not into slave labor. I'm not going to give them money. But there are a lot of people that say, well, sometimes you just have to do it. I don't know why. I don't just give in to slavery like that. I don't give in to giving up my beliefs just to make somebody feel good or because I need a product that badly. There is nothing I need bad enough that I'm willing to compromise my beliefs in order to have a product. But guess what? There's a lot of people that don't think like that. So anyway, where all this comes from? You have big media that make money off of all these shoe advertisements. You have big pharma who advertises. And if they could sell you on pills, when all you have to do a lot of times is connect your body to Mother Earth, and yes, that includes going out barefoot. That I'm not saying everything's cured that way. It's obviously not, but if you can make your body healthier by living a barefoot lifestyle, what is media going to make money off that? Of course not. But if you watch anything on TV, it's sponsored by Pfizer. And I promise you, I don't trust a thing that's sponsored by Pfizer. So I know there's a lot of people that won't go down that rabbit hole, but there are health benefits to living a barefoot lifestyle, which is just the funniest thing to me, that there's other groups out there that try to mimic what we're doing. But they don't want anybody, they'll kick people out if you talk about the health benefits. That's hilarious to me, because why would you not share the number one reason why people should go barefoot more? That's just common sense to me, but no, can't have that. It's like people enjoy nailing their feet to the ground and then lining up to do a 100-yard dash. They're going to go nowhere, but they're going to do it anyway. I'm not one of those people. I've put my money where my mouth is for a very long time. And I'm not a huge video person, so I will do Facebook Lives because it's more spur of the moment. But I'm not a guy that is the hey, look at me guy. I'm just the one that likes to put 40 plus hours of work in a day to make sure that our brand is growing. And if I don't believe in the product, and if I'm not out there working, how am I going to get other people to work and volunteer? I have to be the one, or else this doesn't happen. There's other groups out there that you see where the And I'll just say guy loosely here, but the guy that might run it might post 3 or 4 times a year. And they're not in it for the right reasons. They're the hey, look at me guy. Look, my group is this. I'm not worried about a group. I will correct everyone when they say your group or Proof's group. It's not just mine. I'm the president of our organization, and I'm the one responsible for the bills and everything else, but this is our group. This is our house. And we need to grow our house. And the only people that are going to do it is us. And maybe we avalanche. And as we go down the mountain, we pick up more people. That would be awesome. But we just have to keep working. I'm not one of those people that had a silver spoon in their mouth growing up, but I know how to hustle. On Facebook, between the group and the business page, we have just over 130,000 unique people, I think. It's a good start. Like I said, we're about 10% there. We're about 10%, 12% to goal. I'm not resting. I'm not, hey, look, we did this. We can kick back. Yeah, it's great to look back and think that we have grown this from literally just me and my ideas with the few other people that joined on day one to over 130,000 people to discuss our niche market. And as far as I'm concerned, I have the drive, and I hope there's a lot of others that do have the drive to take this to the next level. I'm not one of those people that like to spin my wheels. I don't like to play in neutral. And when I get done with this show here in a little bit, I'm going to go back to work and try to bring more people into our organization and try to think of ways to bring people in. I'm going to think of ways to get some advertising done and make a new video and do all this other stuff. It's not about me dictating that people do things while I go do something else. No, I'm going to be the example. And I just look at it like if I do the right thing, then the right things will happen. They haven't gotten there yet, but I feel confident that they will. All right, let me see what else we have here. I have to take one more commercial break here. So I do hope that you could check out some of the other shows that we have. My own personal show is on during the week, the Proof Negative Radio Show, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. So I do want you to learn about some of our other shows. All right, I'll be right back with you guys.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern. For Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything. and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up. Talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional. See life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal Radio.
Now, back to Barefoot is Legal Radio here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hey guys, Sam here, host of Against the Grain Radio Show, where every week we feature a guest speaker whose knowledge, careers, or entire lives are based outside of societal engineered norms. Listen in to hear their knowledge and experiences, plus have a chance to ask questions, discuss, and make connections with these incredible individuals. We're bringing the village back. Join us every Wednesday evening at 4:30 Pacific Time and 6:30 Eastern Time on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Join me,
Chris Levels, the host of Politics and Prophecy on FreedomizerRadio.com, the show that seeks to educate instead of indoctrinate. Enlighten those that seek knowledge and truth while exposing lawlessness and wickedness within our society. Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the time you can join me and my guest on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Greetings and salutations, Freedomizer listeners. This is Maximilian von Riegelbees.
For more information about the barefoot lifestyle.
Anyway, I wanted to see what's a button was, and that's something I'll have to delete here. So anyway, I know on my own show I do a Broccoli Man cartoon. We do have one character here named Grant that I was trying to promote for a while, and I might have to find another venue for him, but I did one video, and I want to go ahead and play that real quick here.
Excuse me, Jagwood. You need to get these out of me store right now. Get out my store right now, loser.
You talking to me? I'm here to buy a few things and put gas in my car. I am hard to pump 12.
Yes, you scumbag. I'm wasting my breath on you. You need to get your saggy nose butt out me store right now or I am calling the cops on you.
Did you have a problem with me? I just came here to buy some things.
Yes, you dumb son of a mother. Dumb expletives like you are barefoot. Did you hear me? Get the if out me store right now, you dumb piece of filth.
First of all, there are no laws against people like me who are not wearing shoes. Second, how dare you curse at a customer for no reason at all and threaten someone minding their own business to call the cops on them.
I am an employee. I have keys to the restroom. So I am important around here. No one cares if your lazy butt is banned from the store or not. Since I work here, I can talk to you however I want. Now get the if out my store, you piece of rotten flesh.
Your clothing preferences have nothing to do with me giving your company any money. You're just here to take my money and do my bidding on goods. I want to purchase $40 of gas on pump 12. I also want to get a drink, a pack of light bulbs, and some buffalo jerky.
I work here. I say you get to buy stuff here. I get paid $12 an hour whether there are customers up in this mug or not. This is a private business.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I did not know this is a private business. How much does it cost to buy a membership to shop here?
You fool. You do not pay anything to shop here. We take all customers.
Okay, so you are not a private business. You're called a public accommodation then.
What?
A private business charges a membership. You can make certain rules for being part of your club. If your doors are open to the public, then you are following the laws of the city, county, and state. You also are not allowed to discriminate against anyone.
Yes, I can. Going barefoot is against the law.
There are no laws anywhere about going barefoot. I can prove it to you right now on my cell phone.
Yes, there is. It is against the health code of doing business in this state.
There are no laws. I even have a letter from the state health department.
Yes, there is. I can be arrested and the business will be shut down forever by the state if I allow you in this store barefoot.
Really, Doc? Why would you get arrested for my clothing choices?
Now get out of me store right now, you dolt. Don't tell me what the laws are. I am better than you. I am a speed bump employee.
I don't have to just talk. I have a copy of the health department letter right here. There's the phone number, the state seal, and a signature by the supervisor of the department. So I have proved to you there are no laws and the health department is nothing on me. Can I give you my debit card to buy my gas, please?
Look, you nitwit. I do not care if the police or health inspector and the corporate office of Speed Bump orders me to take your money. I will never take your money. I effing hate you and want you out me store. Don't make me get my pistol. You are now trespassing.
Oh, please. Trespassing? I come in to buy gas. I am giving you my debit card. No crime was committed. You have done nothing but threaten me.
What kind of loser are you? No one goes barefoot. You might drop something on your foot.
Really? You are worried about my feet? Why are you so worried about me dropping my debit card on my foot?
Look, you are the most disgusting human being I ever run into. Your bare feet offend me. I see your toes. That is just as offensive as you showing your junk. Now, get the if out me store, you disgusting Neanderthal. Out.
Please explain how seeing my toes are offensive. You have two other customers in the store. One is wearing a pair of the Katy Perry flip-flops with just a blueberry between her toes and no other straps. The other one is just wearing a pair of white socks.
Well, those are both allowed. They are not barefoot. You might drop something on your foot or accidentally kick my cigarette rack and sue me.
So let me understand. You are worried about me dropping my debit card on my foot, or I'm going to go behind your cash register and kick a rack of cigarettes just so I can see you. But if I am wearing something as thick as a piece of paper with a blueberry on top of my toes, or if I am wearing socks, I cannot hurt myself.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, please. Put on a pair of socks so you cannot step on anything or have a bag of potato chips fall on your foot.
What you just said makes no sense.
Okay. So if I sell you anything, OSHA is going to close me down. OSHA says you must at least wear socks or else it is a federal offense.
That is even more fake news. OSHA is the Occupational Safety Hazards Association. That is for employees. Unless you are operating a professional kitchen or construction site, OSHA does not even apply to you.
Look, I tried to tell you T was the law. You showed me it was not. I said it was the health department. You showed me proof there is no law. I told you it was against OSHA. You tell me it is only for employees. Why can't you just go away?
How about you just let me pay for my gas right now? Then later I will call corporate later and make a complaint on you.
Look, just give me your money and never come back in here, okay?
Check out that billboard over there. That is Barefoot is Legal. You can go there to barefootslegal.org and get all the info on barefoot rights.
But if I let you buy things, then I will have to serve other people who are barefoot.
Exactly. There are no laws on going barefoot. Why would you discriminate against people?
Look, I do not like you. I wish cancer and death on you. But you are right. My hands are tied. Just give me your debit card and go get your gas. Then I do not have to see your ugly face in here anymore. Please do find another business to get gas from.
Don't worry, I will be calling corporate. With your attitude and poor customer service, it will be you who will be finding another business.
They will not care, you dumb piece of elephant excrement. I am an employee.
So everyone, I know we all go through this sometimes. Don't put up with their mess. The employees like to yell and curse at customers for no reason. But at the end of the day, it is their job to do your bidding. Do not let them bully you. Out of 100 stores, maybe 5 might say something. That means 95 places no one will ever say anything. Be strong, my barefoot friends. Go to barefootislegal.org for more information on the barefoot lifestyle. They are a 501c3 registered nonprofit supporting people like us who do not wear shoes. Stay barefoot, everyone, and go to barefootislegal.org. Or find them on social media.
Okay, sir, your pump 12 is ready. Yes, sir.
Ever since the pandemic, office dress codes have changed. When people came back to the office, corporate America accepted t-shirts, jeans, and even sweatpants. But these same corporations are still focused on shoes. More people are sent home for shoes than any other dress code rule. Well, why are shoe dress codes the biggest office rule? You're sitting at a desk all day. Only other employees can see you. And management still to this day focuses on what shoes people are wearing. And not all ladies want to wear heels all day. Why are office dress codes still focused on shoes? You can mainly thank these guys. Men who grew up never wearing ladies' shoes all day and do not have much sense of current ladies' fashions. Now, we're not asking for cheap flip-flops at the office, but when you're sitting at an office cubicle all day, how important are your shoes to customers? Has anyone out there had a customer ask you, what kind of shoes are you wearing? That would get extremely creepy. Whenever no one is looking, many ladies have one of their high heels off. And half the ladies in the office have their shoes off under their desk sometimes anyway. So, how can we fix this? Well, most people don't even know that going barefoot is healthy. There is a term called earthing. There are many health benefits to having your bare foot touch the ground. Wearing rubber under your foot stops any health benefits like reducing body inflammation and chronic pain, improves sleep, increases energy, reduces blood pressure, and even lowers stress. It even helps with arthritis, hypertension, and can even assist with glucose levels for diabetics. But even though you're in an office all day, you can have the effects of earthing by using a grounding mat under your desk. Grounding mats are sold by places like groundtherapy.com, or you could even find one on Amazon. We just want to be healthy at work. Your employees would love and appreciate this freedom. Management allowing employees to wear open shoes can increase productivity and have less body pain. No one wants to wear painful shoes all day, every day. So, why is this a big deal to corporate America to allow open shoes at the office? Well, businesses try to hide behind insurance policies. But that is a myth. Believe me, we have researched extensively. Insurance providers never, ever write dress code rules for offices. They do not give discounts to requiring closed shoes, or they do not pay a premium to allow open shoes. Insurance companies do not write that in any policies. Well, sometimes they claim it is against the law or against the health department to allow open shoes in the office. Once again, this is 100% fake news. Now, here is a letter from one of the many letters we have from state health departments. I specifically worded these to verify the office dress code rules. And as you can see, the health departments do not inspect call centers or other general offices. We have even heard companies will not allow open shoes because a filing cabinet can fall on your foot. Now, mind you, these corporate filing cabinets take three strong men and a forklift to move. But somehow it is going to fall on your foot, but only if your toes are showing. Some companies will say you can wear open shoes, but you have to wear socks or nylons because they will protect you from these special filing cabinets. Yes, these magical nylons will somehow protect your foot. Well, why are they so worried about your feet? Why don't they just require helmets if the workplace is that unsafe? What about requiring gloves in case you use the printer and get a paper cut? Just more excuses. It is not hurting anyone for the office to allow the wearing of sandals in today's current fashion trends. The supervisors do not have to do shoe dress code checks and send people home. The customers? Well, most of them are wearing sandals, flip-flops, or even barefoot themselves. Why would they be offended if someone in an office is not wearing high heels? You can still dress professional while wearing open shoes. And please, when you allow open shoes at work, do not force them to wear pantyhose with them to be in dress code. Now here I wanted to share some of the dress code rules various companies try to use. When you see the pictures, you will also ask, what are the rulemakers thinking when they make these rules? As you can see by the visual examples, these rules make no sense. It is annoying the hardworking employees who have enough stress working on the phones or creating reports. It annoys the supervisors for having to constantly check people's shoes, which has nothing to do with work. There was no way I would ever believe that the back of a shoe, a nylon sock, or a strap between the toes makes a difference when working at your desk. People are tired of this. Managers hate enforcing it. No one likes the rules. Please, let everyone have
Barefoot Freedom.
Goodbye. 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 Bye-bye. Goodbye. See ya. Bye for now.